defensive, you know, like good group of defensemen like we do. You know, they're not overly big, but they're mobile, move the puck well, can skate. So, like I said, I expect to see, you know, just two high-paced, entertaining, just great hockey games.
And we don't know who's going to be in net because they've been rotating three different goaltenders.
Well, I think it'll be Neil or the Stoll kid, one of those two kids. I mean, they seem to be the two guys that are carrying the mail for them. So, but you never know. Yeah, you never know. You just we can't worry about that. We just have to make sure we're ready to play.
All right, so Bowling Green this weekend, there's a remote. We'll be live from Econo Foods on Wednesday as they'll be Econo Foods doing the great ticket giveaway again.
Yeah, yeah, and I want to thank Econo Foods. I mean, I think it's fantastic. So I think there's 500 tickets, Dirk.
And I believe so, yeah.
It's Wednesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. I think.
Yeah, we'll be on the air. But the tickets are available, I think, starting at noon.
They're starting at noon. Okay.
I believe the tickets available. Okay. I haven't seen the release.
Well, maybe we can dial Wes Fram up here and give us the details. We should know that so we can tell our fans.
But
so.
I believe they start at noon and give those away. So we'll talk more about that and your questions coming up here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Our email address, again, dj@themix93.com and the phone number 483-4054, toll-free 866-483-4054. And questions with Mel Pearson coming up right after this on Mix 93 WKMJ.
Welcome back, Michigan Tech students. The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore, located in the Memorial Union Building, is here to serve you and help you save money. The Campus Bookstore has the most new and used textbooks in the local area. Plus, you can even rent your textbooks and save even more money. The Campus Bookstore offers value, service, and convenience on campus. So stop in today or order online at bookstore.mtu.edu and also like our Facebook page to see our weekly specials.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance? Hi, I'm Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whether you are single, married, have a house full of kids, are retired and aging gracefully, whatever your situation, we can help you put together an insurance package that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. As an independent agency that represents many insurance companies, the Turvo Agency offers more choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. Give me, Bob Franti, or agents Jeff Mickish or Teresa Stahoviak a call and put the Turvo Agency to work for you.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a registered representative with Diversified Financial Concepts, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. Diversified Financial Concepts is located south of Houghton on West M26, 1 mile past the mall, in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Investments offered through Diversified Financial Concepts, member FINRA, SIPC.
All right, let's get to our questions here with Coach Mel Pearson. Again, you have just seconds to get them in if you're going to try to get those on the air today. DJ@themix93.com. Let's go to the questions today. Coach, question is, how does a goalie change spark a team?
Well, that's a good question. You know, and you see it sometimes made during the actual game itself. I know I watched a Michigan-Minnesota game this weekend, a Saturday game, and all four goalies got a chance to play in that game. But I think what it does, it just sends your message, a message to your team that, you know, you're just not happy with how things are. And you can't change all 20 players in and out, but you have a chance to take your goalie out. And in this case, I just felt it was a good time. You explained that, you know, it's not Jamie's fault per se. It's not just any one player's fault, but we need to be better. And I think that's, you know, just sends a subtle message to your team that, hey, come on, we gotta pick it up.
What would you support a policy to allow referees to consult video for a 5-minute major or misconduct penalty? Or plus a misconduct penalty, such as the Cliff Watson play in Marquette.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about that. We've talked about it as coaches and referees, but I don't know if I support that. It's you know, it's tough. You don't want to be refereeing by video. You know, I would have to just say no.
You don't want to slow the game down.
Don't want to slow the game down. And, you know, sometimes the video isn't that clear. Like even on Cliff's, you know, sometimes it looks like his elbow comes up a little bit, but it really doesn't. So, you know, you got to be careful. So I would say no.
All right. I know Mel likes guys with speed, but are any of the incoming recruits guys who can put it away and bury it.
Oh, yeah. We've got some guys who can bury it. Brett Boeing, one of the top players for Dubuque in the USHL, is having a fantastic career.
Playing good, hey?
Oh, really good. Jake Jackson, Nanaimo in BC, he's putting up good numbers. You know, he's out a little while, had concussion problems there, so he missed quite a few games. Up until that point, he was in the top 10 in scoring. So Yeah, there's another young man I can't talk about, but you know, he's having a real good year in the BC Junior League also. So, because we haven't signed him yet, but we are, yeah. But we want that speed, but you need some guys who know what to do with the puck.
Coach, this is a great question. What percentage of grade A scoring chances should a team be capitalizing on?
Wow, that's a good chance. I mean, there's a little bit more that goes into it, but you know, that's a good chance. I would tell you all of them. But it doesn't happen because sometimes a goalie's got to, you know, says something about that. But I think it's how many you're creating and making sure you're creating those grade A. It shows you a few things. It shows you, are you getting to those areas, number one, to score? And then obviously you can break it down further to see what you're doing once you get there with it.
Northern Michigan put heavy pressure on the points in the zone and were very aggressive in their forecheck too. Is that something your team can do in your system, or does it expose you too much in other areas of the ice?
No, and they did a real good job, especially on their penalty killing on Friday night. Now, Saturday was a different story. I mean, I thought we did a real good job, and they weren't as aggressive, you know, just because of their puck control and their puck movement. So, but we like to play an aggressive game. There's no question about that. I think playing our last three games on the Olympic sheet, where you can't be as aggressive because there's more ice and they're trying to draw you out, I think it sort of affected us, you know, especially Saturday, even coming to home. Like, we got to be more aggressive when we weren't. It's like we're on Olympic sheet still. So, anyway, but, no, we got to be more aggressive. And we like to establish aggressive forecheck, and we forecheck two guys. So we already have that in place.
Coach, do you have drills to help your defensemen practice clearing the puck to safe areas when outlet passes are not available?
We do. We
all
do.
The time.
We do that all the time.
Too,
yeah. And whether it's off a face-off or on a breakout. And but then again, then when you get in a game situation, it's puck management. You know, you have to manage the puck and read the situation, and it's an individual thing. But, yeah, we got a little sloppy with the puck, even on that winning goal. You know, we had possession. We throw it around the boards right to their defensemen. Mm. You know, we have to make better plays.
Do you have some evidence that shows calling a timeout early in the game is the correct call?
Well, sometimes I'm calling the timeouts because of a face-off. We get a line that's been out there for a long time, and I don't like the matchup. And we've used quite a few of those this year. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you just get a feel and get a sense of what's going on and how tired those players are. And because you can get trapped in your zone again for another minute, 2 minutes. And once you have a long shift, it's hard to recover from that. Mm-hmm. So you have to be careful. And that's why I've used those timeouts early.
Well, I agree. You know, when you started doing that with the new rule change, you know, I started wondering, is this the best thing? But now I see what you're doing, because if you don't use it,
right,
you might not get a chance to use it. You might not have to use it later on. So you don't want to waste it by not using it.
Exactly.
You know, that's my
like to save it, but you have to read the situation. And just for those people who don't know, when you ice the puck, you cannot change the players. They have to stay on the ice. And a lot of times it seems like we've iced it when we're tired.
Right.
So if you do call a timeout, you can change those players. They do not have to remain on the ice. So that's why you do that in that situation.
All right. Good questions today, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate it. And Coach, a big weekend for Michigan Tech. The start of 8 more games at home.
Well, we got 8 games at home. And this is going to be a key part of our run. And I like how our team's playing, but we really haven't gained any momentum by our home games. We haven't really had any stretches for other than that first maybe a weekend when we played Michigan, and then we had Alaska Anchorage. We played 4 at home. Other than that, we haven't had any back-to-back home games. So now we do, and now we can have an opportunity to gain some momentum and get on a little bit of a roll. And I think our team, I know our team's really excited about that. So we're looking forward to it. But quick shout-out to Coach Behrens of Michigan.
Yeah.
Won his 800th game, and what a great ambassador for college hockey. Really happy for him. And also, don't forget about Wednesday. I think there's 500 youth tickets at Econo Foods, and I thank Econo Foods, and I know you guys will have more information as the week goes on. Check our website as to when you can come in and pick those up and how many tickets you can get. And it's going to be one heck of a weekend of hockey, and I just want to thank our fans again for all their support. And like I said, we'll look forward to this weekend. 7 on Friday, Dirk, and
5:07 on Saturday.
5
afternoon.
On Saturday, yeah. So we'll look forward to that, and it should be one heck of a weekend, one entertaining weekend of hockey.
Sounds good. Thanks to Coach Pearson. Thanks to all of our listeners and people who sent in questions, and we'll do it again next week. Again, we'll see you at the games this weekend.
Broadcasting WKMJ FM Hancock. To keep it on bay, Greenland. Hamlet, Covington.
This is Mix 93, WKMJ.